Oma gyan tibadandasya ginangina shalakaya chakshur militam jenatas mai sigurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya manobhistam stapitam jena bhutale shvayam rupa kadamayam dadantisva vadantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivedanta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Om Am Him Srom Om Farum Tataka Hataka Keshaka Jalat Padika Lochana Bidharaka Naka Sparsadava Singha Namostate Ugurum Viram Mahavishnum Dalantam Sharvatomukam Shringam Vishanam Bhadram Mrityor Nityam Namamyaham. This beautiful song which we have just sung has been given to us by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. As we know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the great pioneer of Krishna consciousness, who appeared in the late 1800s. He revived the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago, and after the departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gradually the Sankirtan movement began to deteriorate. So by the late 1800s, there practically was no Sankirtan movement. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself was born into British India. And in his early childhood, he was raised as a Christian. He was a very devout Christian, because that is what was taught in the schools. Just like probably here, I know it's true in Poland, that every student has to take a mandatory class on the Catholic faith. So that time also something similar. But he describes in his autobiography that he was always yearning for a deeper understanding of God. And one day he came across a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam with commentary by Sridhar Swami. And he was amazed how deep and profound the philosophy of Bhagavat Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, was, with its very beautiful description of the personality of Godhead. He concluded that without having a very detailed description of the Lord, His abode, and His transcendental pastimes, it's not really possible to awaken one's love for God. You can't love someone that you don't know. What is the impetus for love? Well, the way a person looks, what a person does, how a person speaks, how a person dresses, different things like this bring forth loving emotions. So in Western theology, there's no description of God. Because there's no description of God, we're left to speculate. If you don't know something, and there's no information about it, then you have to speculate on what it's like. So Michelangelo, he was a big speculator. He wanted to paint God and man and the heaven. So you know the Sistine Chapel. Your country is very close to Italy, so you should know. So there's a painting of God and man in the heavens, and man and God are reaching out to touch one another. Yoga, to reunite with God. God is depicted as an old man. And no doubt he is old, because he's the original person. But this is a material conception of God. God is the supreme controller. He controls everything material and spiritual. So logically, how could he come under control of the material energy and take birth like an ordinary man, get diseased, get old, and die? It can't happen to God. He's the controller of the material energy. So Bhagavatam describes that God is Nayovanam Cha. Nayovanam Cha means that he's eternally a youth. He never ages. He's eternally situated in the form of a child or a young man. Why? Because his body is made of spirit. Ishvara Padma Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radya Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna, the Supreme Controller, has a body made of Satchidananda, eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So when he appeared on this planet 5,000 years ago, and he stayed here about 132 years, he always looked like a fresh youth. Brahma Samhita gives us some description also. So only this you'll find in Vedic literature. The Lord and his pastimes. And by hearing about the Lord's pastimes, you can reawaken your love for him. That love is already there. It's not something new we have to learn. That love for Krishna is already in our hearts. We just have to wake it up. Because once we are with Krishna, you see the pastimes of Vrindavan, we were there. We loved Krishna, but we forgot. Just like when a man goes to sleep, he's big businessman. He goes to sleep, forgets everything. When you're dreaming at night, do you remember who you are? Oh, I'm a businessman. You know, I have millions of dollars. I have a PhD. No, you may be dreaming you're some dog in the street, or you're some prisoner being chased by, you know, the police. But you forget everything. But what happens when you open your eyes in the morning? When you wake up? Ah, yes, you remember everything you knew before. I'm a businessman, my PhD, I have to go to work now. So Krishna consciousness is like that. Once we were awake with love of Krishna, and then we became unconscious and came to this material world. So we simply have to wake up and remember Krishna. As soon as you become Krishna conscious, and it all comes back to you. Who you are, who is Krishna, what is your loving relationship with Krishna. You don't have to learn it, it's already there. You just go back home and take up the same old service. So how do you wake someone up when they're sleeping? Right? A big alarm clock. Hare Krishna. But how do you wake up the sleeping soul? There's a deep ignorance of God. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also sung. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Yayo Maya, Visa Chira Kole. Wake up, wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? I have brought the medicine to revive you. What is that medicine? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So gradually as we chant, everything will be known to us. Either we'll hear about it from our spiritual master, we'll read about it in Shastra, we'll hear about it from previous acharyas. That's called Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. And the Lord will also help us from within the heart. He's called Chaita Guru. Chaita Guru means the original Guru. He's in the heart. So if you're sincere, he'll also give you knowledge from in your heart. Tesham satada yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvikam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upiyante te. To those who serve me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So Krishna will revive us if we're sincere. So in this song, Jai Radha Madhava, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving us a beautiful description of Vrindavan. He says, Jaya Radha Madhava. He addresses the divine couple, the absolute truth, Sisi Radha Krishna. Just like you have here in the Enda, beautiful picture of Radha and Krishna. So that is the absolute truth. So first he addresses Radha. Why not Krishna Radha? Why Radha Krishna? Why does Radha's name come first? Because we cannot approach God directly. Krishna says, one who says he's my devotee, he's not my devotee. But one who says he's the devotee of my devotee, he's my devotee. So who's the best of all devotees? Who pleases Krishna most by her devotional service? Radha. Srimati Radharani. Her name, Radha, comes from the word Aradhana. The Bhagavatam gives a description of the gopis. And it says out of all the gopis, there's Aradhana. There's a special gopi who pleases Krishna very much because she has the most bhav. She has the most love. She has the mahabhav. Hard for us to understand. Because we're just trying to understand one drop. There's three people who know what is Mahabhava, or the highest love for Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhavinda Puri, and Srimati Radharani. So she's the chief of all the gopis. And she's the best lover of Krishna. So if we want to serve Krishna, we need Radharani's mercy. Because she's the best at bhakti, Krishna puts her in charge of bhakti. She's called Bhakti Devi. Just like in your temple. Who's ever the best cook, he gets in charge of the kitchen. Who's the best book distributor? He's Sankirtan leader. Who knows how to handle the money the best? Treasurer, etc. So Radha's the best lover, Krishna. So Krishna says, please, you take charge of devotional service. So when Radharani sees that a boy or a girl are sincere in approaching Krishna, even in the beginning stages of devotional service, she recommends him or her to Krishna. Krishna is very busy. He's to take care of the material creation and the spiritual world. Right? He aham savasya pavavho mata sarvam pavartate. I am the source of all the material and spiritual worlds. Sarvasya chaham hridi sani vishto matash mitirganam bohanam cha. I'm seated in the heart of every living entity. And from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. And Krishna's reciprocating the loving sentiments of every devotee in the spiritual world. The gopis, the gopas, the mother and father, even the elderly gopis, Jatila, Purnamasi, and the cows, and the deer, and the birds, and even the trees, they're all fully satisfied. Krishna is very busy. So he may or may not notice little old you or me on the earth planet. We've been engaged in sinful activity for millions and millions of births, trying to forget Krishna. One day we meet a devotee, we develop a little faith in Krishna, Adoshvadha tata sadhu sangha to bhajana kriya. We start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama. Is Krishna God? I don't know, maybe. I'll keep trying. The prasadam's good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Why should Krishna notice us? So, but Radharani notices. She sees a little spark of devotion. She fans the spark. Shh. So it turns into a flame of Krishna consciousness. And she says, my dear Lord Krishna, there's one nice bhakta, one nice bhaktin in a little insignificant planet called Earth. In a small little country, only 5 million people, called Croatia. Krishna says, crow what? Radharani says, Croatia, it's near Bosnia. Near what? You know, Yugoslavia, Warahavia? Anyway. And there's a little town, tiny town, to drive through the mountains. It takes so long, you get there late. Right? You're supposed to be there at 6 o'clock, but there's so many turns, and you get one flat tire, and you lose the way. So usually instead of 6 o'clock, you get there 9:30. So Krishna goes, ah, Rieka, he says, Rieka, yes, I know. And then Radharani says, yes, there's one nice bhakti in that temple. One bhaktin. And they're trying to chant your name with some devotion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You hear Krishna? Ah, yes, such sweet devotion. Krishna, you please accept them. All right, Radha, on your recommendation, I will accept them as aspiring devotees. And they are taking one step towards me, I will take 1,000 steps towards them. So Radha says, yes, you are Bhakta Vatsala. It means that you're very kind to your devotees. So first we have to approach Radharani. Therefore, when you go to Vrindavan, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they say, Jai Radhe. Right? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jai Radha Madhava. Madhava means husband of goddess of fortune. That means Krishna. And original goddess of fortune is Radharani. From her, all the Lakshmis are expanding. Lakshmi sahasra satasam brahma sevimanam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. The spiritual world, there's many Lakshmi, gopis. Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. Radha and Krishna's pastimes take place in the beautiful forests of Vrindavan. There's how many forests in Vrindavan? Madhuvan, Bahulavan, Vrindavan. There's 12 forests. And in these forests, there's three different seasons taking place. Actually, like four seasons. For us to experience the four seasons, we have to wait a whole year. Now it's autumn, then winter, then spring, then summer. But in Vrindavan, these four seasons are there simultaneously. You can walk through the autumn forest. Then you can walk through the winter forest. Then you can walk through the spring forest. And then the summer forest. And if you want, you can go back to the spring forest or the winter forest. This is Vrindavan, 12 different forests. So Jai Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari, Radha and Krishna are not living in a big city like Dwarka, where Krishna is worshipped in a very majestic way as a great opulent king. The gopis don't like to see Krishna like that. When Krishna left Vrindavan, then many years he was gone. And the next time the gopis saw Krishna was on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He came for a solar eclipse. So gopis also came with Nanda, Yasoda, coward boys. Krishna, what do you dress like a king for? We love you as a simple cowherd boy. We don't like all this opulence which impedes one's devotion to you. We don't want to worship you. We want to love you. Now get in the chariot with Balaram and Subhadra. Let's go back to Vrindavan. Let's things like be the old days. We could worship you with simple love and devotion. This Aishwarya, opulence and reverence. But Krishna said, okay. So that was Ratha Yatra. The first Ratha Yatra was that the gopis pulled the chariot from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. They took Krishna, Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra back to Vrindavan. How happy the gopas and gopis were. That after millions of years, it seemed to them, of separation, Krishna was coming back into their hearts. They were so happy. So, Jayaradha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Vrindavan's a very beautiful place, not a big city. It's beautiful forests and flowers, and the pure water of the Jamuna River, and Govardhan Hill, and lots of cows. And the birds, they sing in five different melodies. Prabhupada said, our mind should be enchanted with this information. Right now we're enchanted by reading the newspaper and reading about Kosovo and the Congo and there's no money in the world. But our minds should be attracted to Vrindavan. Jayaradha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Gopijana Balaba. Balaba means lover. Balaba, like Radha Balaba, name for Krishna, means he's the lover of Radha. So, Gopi Jana Balaba. Jana, Gopi means gopis, and Jana means like village people. Like in your country, you have villages. People are simple, right? It's called Jana. So Gopi Jana, they're simple gopis. Gopi Jana Balaba. Krishna's the lover of those people. He loves the simple people of Vrindavan. So Gopi Jana Balaba, Girivara Dhara. Jayaradha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jana Balaba, Girivara Dhara. Dhara means one who holds. Like Chakradhara, he holds the wheel. Dhanudhara, he holds the bow. Or Balaram, what is Balaram's name? Haladhara, he holds the plow. Dhara. So Krishna's Girivaradhara. What does that mean? Girivara, he holds up the Giri Govardhan, the mountain of Govardhan, with the little finger of his left hand. He's 5 years old, but he can lift a mountain. This is God. Ashamudva. No one is equal to or greater than Krishna. So if you're God, Krishna, then show us your God. Arjuna said to Krishna, show us your universal form. Prove to the people you're God. So many rascals are saying they're God. So show your Virata Rupa. Wow. Krishna, it's terrifying, your material form, the universe. Please, I want to see you in your forearm form. Now I want to see you in your original two-arm form, Shamsundar. Govindam. Adi Purusham Tamam Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamam Bhajami. Ah, Krishna, that's how I like to see you. This is how the Gaudiya Vaishnavas want to see Krishna. with his veena, with his flute. Bamsi Gopal Krishna. We gave one boy that name, Bamsi Gopal Krishna. Little childhood Krishna with his flute. So, to show he was God, when the inhabitants of Vrindavan were seeking shelter, he lifted a whole mountain and he kept it for 7 days. And then he let it down. Girivara Dhara. Jayarada Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dhari. Then Yasoda Nandana. Gopi Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana, you're the darling of Yasoda. Although you're God, although you're God, you let your devotee become your parents so they can experience parental affection for you. You become subservient to the love of your devotee. You are so wonderful, Krishna. Yasoda Nandana. Then Brajajana Ranjana. Again, we heard the word jana. Simple folk. Brajajana, the people of Braj, the cowherd boy and man and boys of Braj, not only them, but the birds, the butterflies are all pure devotees. Even the ground is a pure devotee. The river is a pure devotee. Everything's personal in the spiritual world. And Krishna is the center of everyone's life. Braja Jana Ranjana, he delights the, Ranjana means he delights the people of Vrindavan. Jamuna Tira Panachadi. Jamuna Tira. Tira means Tira means the banks of the river. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Bana means the forest. Chari means he wanders. Where does Krishna wander? On the banks of the Jamuna Tira, Bhanachari, and to the 12 forests of Vrindavan. And who does he wander with? Oh, that is confidential knowledge. He wanders with the boys, and sometimes he wanders with the gopis. So this is, Prabhupada said, this is our Krishna. Our wonderful Krishna. Not Michelangelo's old man with arthritis. But here you see Vrindavan. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana Jumuna Tira Vanachari. So by singing this song every day and thinking of Krishna in this authorized way, as is revealed to us by Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gokushodas Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, we can gradually, through the gradual process of Krishna consciousness, awaken our love for the Lord. We begin with Sadan Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, and by Guru and Krishna's grace, at some stage, that will mature into love, and then pure love. This is our goal. There are many examples of this pure love in our sampradaya. But we must notice that each of those devotees who attain that stage of exalted love, they're simultaneously great preachers of Krishna consciousness. Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Shamananda Pandit, they're all great lovers of Krishna, and simultaneously they're great preachers of Krishna consciousness. because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is a missionary movement. And these great souls come to share their love with us. So by helping them in their mission, helping our Srila Prabhupada in his mission, we may one time in some future lifetime, millions of years away, begin to understand this transcendental nectar. But we know the Siddhanta. God is not an old man. He's ever youthful, enjoying with his devotees. And he's inviting us back to Sri Vrindavan Dham. So let us chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Dance in ecstasy. Take some prasadam. And get enough rest. Because if we don't sleep enough, then we'll fall asleep and not hear all Krishna's wonderful pastimes. So now it's very late. It's 10:30 at night. And all of you were so kind to wait for little old me. I'm actually a little embarrassed. But thank you very much for staying up so late while we went to the curvy road and had a flat tire and lost our way. You were all so kind to wait for so many hours for us. So I see lots of yawns now. Lots of yawning. Even my translator is yawning in between her words. So everyone's a little tired, so we should take rest now. And tomorrow morning, we'll continue speaking about Krishna consciousness. I'm very happy to be back in Rijeka. It was some time ago I was here. We're happy to see the old faces and the new faces as well. Okay, so let us take rest and then have our program tomorrow. So thank you once again. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki, Sisi Radha Krishna ki, Loka Vrindavan Dhamma ki, Harinam Sankirtan Yajna ki, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo, Hari Hari Bo. Hari.